button, talking about translating error messages and warnings to different languages.
So which I'm struggling slightly with cabling here. While we're figuring this out, I'm Richie, I work at DataCamp, and I'm going to be talking about translating error messages into different languages, or basically any content, any string content from packages. So before we begin, while we're figuring this out, I have two questions for you. So who here has built an R package? Almost everyone, that's wonderful. So this talk is mostly like for package developers and aspiring package developers. So, second question, who speaks a language other than English? So, who speaks a language other than English? That's lots of you. You're going to come in very handy at the end of this presentation. Does anyone know the Mac command to make this magically make stuff appear on there? It should be like a function something or other, I guess. I'm just going to hit keys until something appears. Okay. This could be very embarrassing if I have to mime like the whole thing or something. Hold on. Sorry? How do you, so I go to the system preferences? And then displays. And you know what? I would try just unplugging it and replugging it back in once. Thank you. Sometimes that helps. That should mirroring. That's lovely. Thank you. Sorry. Here we go. There's only like a limited number of things it can cycle through, right? Maybe like an infinite number. Come on. Yes! Okay, so this presentation has an origin story, and it begins about 4 years ago when I wrote a really bad line of code and got a really bad error message. So this is an inelegant way of saying, are all these numbers in X, whole numbers? And it was just like an easy problem, and I got this dreadful error message. And at that point, I decided I'm going to try and fix the problem of bad error messages. And the solution I came up with was the assertive suite of packages. So assertive has nearly 400 functions just for checking the state of your code, and it's designed to have like nice error messages. So I figure I've sort of half solved the problem of bad error messages, but only in English. And it seems like being really fluent in English is quite a high hurdle just to be like a good R programmer. So my next thought was, well, maybe I should translate all these error messages. So I did this for assertive.base, which contains the core functionality of assertive, that has translations into about 10 languages now. But the process of doing this was just like really painful. So I thought, well, maybe before I carry on doing this, I should make it easier to include translations into packages. So I've had a little digression to assertive. If you want to know more about that, there's a great book. You should all buy copies. But now, well, so there are two problems with trying to include translations of error messages. So the first one is that when you're making an R package, most of the problem is just getting the right files into the right place. And so there is some documentation on how to do this for translations on CRAN, but it's split into three different documents which don't link to each other, so it's quite hard to kind of work out what's going on. And there are some functions in the tools package which are 90% brilliant and 10% annoying. So the plan is to kind of just tidy things up and fix things and make it idiot-proof. So this is a problem that can be solved with software and better documents, and so that's kind of pretty much done now, and that's a fairly easy thing to solve. The second problem is harder, in that really you need, in order to have a translation of something, you need someone who speaks two languages and is also willing to contribute things to your package. So that's kind of a more or less impossible problem to like make idiot-proof, but I've made some good progress. So if you want to include translatable error messages or warnings or any other output in your package, there are five things you need to do as a package developer, and then one thing the user needs to do. So all the user has to do, that's the thing at the bottom, is just set the lang environment variable to whatever their language choice is, and then they get error messages in their language, if so available. So I'm going to step through the five things that you need to do as a package developer. Before we go there are three file types you need to know about. So a POT file is something that contains the master translation, so these are the English versions of your messages. PO files contain the translated version, so things in another language, and MO files are just a binary compiled version of a PO file. So in order to translate an error message, or translate a message, you've got to wrap it in one of six functions. So at the top, you can see there's getText. So at the start, you have a string, as I was going to St. Ives. If you wrap it in getText, it's the same string, but now it's translatable. And there are a couple of variations, ngetText and gettextf, which deal with similar situations. And then messages, warnings, error messages from stop, these are all automatically translatable. So that was base R stuff. This is new. In conjunction with Thomas Leeper, I've been developing the message tools package. So the first step in this, you need to add a master translation file. So once you've got your error messages, you can spell check them with the spell check messages function, and then you just call use localization. This will create your master translation file, the POT file. The next step, you create language-specific objects. So for each language, you call make translation. So ES is Spanish. It's just the ISO code for Spanish. So this will create a PO object. The details of which you don't really need to worry about, but it's all tidyverse friendly, lots of tibbles everywhere. So far we've done use localization, make translation. At the moment, this PO object doesn't contain the translated string, so nothing in a new language. That's kind of the hard part, so I'm going to come back to that in a moment. But then once you have the translations, just make them available in your package. You call write translation to create this PO file, call check translation to make sure it's okay, install translation to create the MO file. So all really, really simple code that you have to write to deal with the infrastructure. So that's like no kind of hard messing about with code anymore. It's the same way that like DevTools kind of simplified like a lot of the other package development stuff. So the tricky bit is like, how do you like get this translation? And basically you have two choices. You get a machine to do it or you get a human to do it. And I kind of feel like the machines are easier to work with than the humans in general. So it turns out machine translation is really cheap. So if you use Microsoft Translator, then you get 2 million characters of translation per month free. Google Translate charge you a bit. It's like $20 for 1 million characters. But unless you've got like lots of really verbose error messages, that's like it's going to cost you effectively nothing as a package developer. The setup process, like, I remember from like trying to set up Git and stuff, and it takes like 9 days the first time you do this. But like Google Translate, Microsoft Translator, it's like 10 minutes of pointy-clicky setup. It's really easy to do. The message tools package is going to have like some decent documentation on getting started. And if you do want to have a human translate your messages, then I kind of feel like it's much easier if they've got a machine translation there already. So like rather than writing things from scratch, if you can just kind of tweak a machine translation, it's a lot easier and therefore a lot cheaper. So you should always use machine translation first. So to do this in message tools, it's not quite on CRAN, but the functionality is already. So if you want to use Google Translate, you call the Google Translate function, and same for Microsoft version, so you just call Microsoft Translate. This will give you a machine translation of your messages. And then if you do want a human to translate stuff, you've got four options. So the easiest one is to ask the R community. So it turns out that just tweeting like, please help, and putting an rstats hashtag on there is like a really valid development method. people do like to help. The R community is wonderful. And then like beyond that, you know, you can do blog posting and things like that, put it on our bloggers and everyone read it. A really bad thing is to use Amazon Mechanical Turk because it's a lot of effort. Like you have to get several different workers to like translate things because you're not sure what the quality is going to be, and then you have to create a new task to kind of like work out which ones were the best translations. So it seems like a lot of effort. There's a site called CrowdTrans, which basically is a convenience layer on top of Mechanical Turk, so it handles all the hassle for you. So I recommend using CrowdTrans if you want like people to translate stuff for you. Otherwise, there's like many, many freelancing sites, and it turns out that it's actually relatively affordable to translate your own packages using a freelancer because they charge like $20-$25 an hour, and actually just checking like 20 messages that have been machine translated already is next to nothing. So like human translation is actually like affordable for most packages, I think. So part of my plan is to have like all the popular R packages translated into many languages soon. So I was going to start with RCPP because it's got hundreds of dependencies and is very mature, so stuff isn't changing so much now. So if anyone of you who put your hand up before saying, I know multiple languages, if you want to get involved in translation of this package, then that'd be really, really helpful. After that, I'm going to try and go through like the whole of the tidyverse data table and then assertive, because that's where this sort of project started. So soon, most of the important R packages will be in multiple languages, I hope. So thank you very much to the R Consortium for funding this project. This is the Our Lion. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Other questions or offers to translation?
Does the package that makes use of these services, does it need to import or depend on the message tools package, for example?
Sorry?
Does a package which imports that makes use of these translation services, does it itself need to import the message tools
package? Oh, right. So message tools is currently built on a package called AutoTranslate, which I made, and this calls Google Translate or Microsoft Translator. So there's another package on our called Translate R, which does that, but the Microsoft translation stuff is currently broken.
I think the question is somehow different. I guess the question is whether RCPP will have to depend on package now.
No. It's the same like DevTools, is that you just use it during the development cycle.
Kind of to close the loop, how does this initiative match with the very one, the one of the very first talk?
Oh, the documentation thing.
Yeah.
So, no integration. I think they're complementary rather than competing. I'm not sure how the documentation objects would work in this context. Just because all the infrastructure, like for our package, is already there with the profiles.
Sorry, Martin Machler from R-Core. I've always been in the R documentation. R documentation is really not about R error messages. And here it's about errors and warnings. And this is completely. And the translation project is really part of R. Several of my packages are translated already. And I mean, I kind of disagree with your notion that you couldn't use the tools package to do this thing. But anyway. It's great that we have that. So that's completely separate. And automatic translation of help pages would be, or human or whatever, that's a different topic.
Okay, so thank you again, Richie. The next